TJ, we're co-hosting again, you know.
Yay!
Yay! We're back for more fun in the sun. Except there's no sun out today.
There is here. There is here.
Is there really?
It's nice. It's nice here.
Oh.
In Upper Michigan, and you're in Pennsylvania.
I know. I know. Pennsylvania has not let go of winter yet.
Where are you located in Pennsylvania, by the way?
About a half hour from Harrisburg.
Which is where?
A little town called Middletown.
No, but I mean, where's Harrisburg?
Okay. Let me see. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours from Philly.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Is that north, south, east, west? Which way?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's not my area.
Close enough. So, the Joy of Union show.
Yes, we're here. Yep. And talking about this, the weather... Mm-hmm. Brings to mind a little conversation you and I had about chaos.
Mm, right.
Yeah. Now, even the weather this year has been chaotic for people, if you notice.
Right, for us, yeah.
Yeah, different states. Our winter is still going on. We haven't had spring fully. I mean,
really?
we've had a taste of it here and there, but the weather... some days is 40, 50 degrees during the day. It's
wow.
down to freezing at night.
Wow.
Yeah, Pennsylvania does summer about this time. We're getting ready to go into it normally. But it's very interesting. And you know how we're all connected?
Yes.
Yes, yes. And you were talking with me about chaos in personal lives and the whole thing. Well, it feels like... Everything that we need to address that's hidden, that has fear, elements of fear, mm-hmm. anger, separation, mm-hmm. anything in that arena is coming up.
Mm.
And I feel that it's linked to us personally. It's linked to us in the oneness. It's linked to our world, to our weather, to everything. We're all shifting together.
Some people aren't experiencing this, though, are they? Not yeah. everybody is.
I feel people are experiencing it to different degrees. But the trick is to move beyond it. You need to raise your frequency. And you hear that term a lot. Okay,
no, if I want to raise my frequency.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I got to be more frequent, you're saying.
Well, actually, what you could do is you focus more on your light. Your inner light, right?
Okay, all right.
And you feed that. You start feeding that instead of the fear.
And when you say feed that, because we should make it in terms that people understand. Do I like get a steak?
Not quite.
And baked potato twice baked.
No, not quite.
Steak twice baked.
Let's look at it like this.
Hmm.
Let's look at it like fear or love. Love being light.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a choice in our lives, to live in fear or to live in love. Like you can look at people of a different race, a different walk of life, and you can judge them, which is fear,
mm-hmm.
or you can accept them unconditionally, which is love. And when you stay in love or heart, you're staying in light, okay? You
mm-hmm.
make a commitment to walk the path of light. And as you do that, with yourself personally,
mm-hmm.
and you do it with people one-on-one, in groups, globally, you start to raise the frequency of your life, the lives of those you touch, and the planet. So, particularly nowadays, with people giving so much credence to what's not working, look at the news, look at the newspapers. Look at all the stories that focus on what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm, right.
When we focus right. on what does work, we grow that. We feed that. It's like the difference between feeding a weed or feeding a rose. If you feed the rose or give it attention and focus, you're going to nurture it and it's going to grow. If you give the weed focus, that's going to grow.
Right.
Right?
That's a well explained.
Well, thank you. I've been working on that for a little while. See, when I have your approval on this show, things feel good, you know?
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, I guess if I was somebody listening, I'm going, well, what do they mean by, mm-hmm. you know, you hear those terms all the time.
Sure.
And sometimes it's, you know, we're used to using them, so
yeah.
defining it is, it always makes it easier, or maybe it gets through to people, you know, because everybody, yeah. there's a lot of people doing what you do, mm-hmm. and people that are out there and trying to help, and I think what draws me to you is the way you define it and how you bring it about.
Well, thank you. And I have to tell you, one of the things I really love about working with you is you ask those questions that people need to know the answer to. And I can get very metaphysical and very wordy, you know. Mm-hmm. So as a result, when you ask those questions, you really, really help me to explain things to people in a way that they can get it. And that's what it's really about. It's not, the show's great and everything, and it's sheer joy working with
mm-hmm.
you.
Right.
But
right
at
here.
The same time, it's the message going out to people and what they need to hear at this time. It's really the driving force. I know it is for you, and it is for me, too.
You know, the thing is, I can focus on things and be positive and really feel good, but when you get slapped like I did recently
mm-hmm.
with about three or four things that happen all at once.
Yeah.
And this has happened to me one other time in my life, back in the 80s, where a couple of things hit me all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been feeling really good the last couple of days. But, man, it took me a while to snap out of that, you know, a couple of weeks.
Sure, sure. Do you want to hear some of my input with all that?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. First, I want to say something. A very wise woman, Flo, who was on your show, she
right.
said to me one time when I was sitting at the bottom of the pit and I had this philosophy, after going through all this different stuff in my life, I wanted the cookies in life, right? And she said to me, when you're that far down, the only place you can go is up. So when you get hit, and there's some of us that change our life by drawing to us multiple things all at once, because it creates radical shifts, okay? It's like, you know how when you're changing your life and everything's working and you feel
right.
like you're riding a wave,
right?
Right? Well, it's the same thing when things start happening all at once. That's the time when our learning lessons are the strongest. That's the opportunity to gather the wisdom. In the middle of the stuff, there's a wisdom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So once you start to integrate the wisdom or the light, right, you start raising your frequency again. I also call it a period of, it's almost like a shamanic death and rebirth, because you're letting go of things. You find
right.
yourself letting go.
You don't have a choice.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And it literally might be letting go of some people that you don't have a choice.
Yes, and that's when the real growth starts, you know. But it's in the long run when you reflect. After you get through the anger and you walk whatever it is you have to walk, and you look for the light in the situation, the wisdom helps bring everything together, and you can see how it's a piece in the divine plan, you know?
Right. Well, I can definitely see, you know, it's definitely designed. I can already see what part of the design is. It's
sure.
pretty obvious part of it. So it's just like, normally this, I'm not like this. I'm usually, you know, positive, even when I know there's a lot of changes coming and I feel good about things. And anyway, enough about that.
No, it's okay. I'm also hearing, you know how we talked a little about heart thread,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what will happen right before it's time to refresh it or let go of another pattern, stuff will start coming up to let you know, oh, yeah, you know, it might help if you try this. And I'm not saying that people have to come and be dependent. What the heart thread does is it unravels patterns as you're ready to release them. But those patterns are also hidden. So you don't always, you can't always put your finger on exactly what it is, you know? So right. It can be a little confusing. But that's kind of what I feel may be up for you, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this heart thread brought it all on, right?
Well, I...
I don't want to blame anybody.
I think it's probably good if you don't, because, you know, we have seen positive shifts, remember?
I do just fine until I had the heart thread. That was great. And then the thing is, I know the heart thread didn't bring it on, because it's other people that are involved.
Yeah.
And not to beat around the bush, and I don't mind talking about it. My wife lost her job. My father-in-law's sick. You know, my truck went, and just other things, too. And then I get all stressed out. But... the biggest thing is my father-in-law is sick, and we don't, you know, it's worse than we thought. And so, you know, you're worrying about that. The treatment's going to be quite a ways away from here, so you're going to go see the person. You try to figure that out. And is the person going to survive? And I'm starting to feel things a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I went through that with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you a little thing I did with him. I would literally send my soul to him when he was going through chemo. And he would tell me it was just like you were here. I did it with a girlfriend of mine who, when she was going through chemo, the same thing. And, you know, she knew. She literally would feel me there. And we're all so interconnected, and this connection you have with your father-in-law is very deep.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could do that, and it would provide... a source of comfort for him. Even if he doesn't know that you're doing it, they feel some energetic peace when they're doing it.
Right.
So that's something that may help.
Right.
All right? And the thing that I look at when you told me you had things going on in your back, okay?
Right.
That's what I'm hearing, that there's something there that maybe wants to shift. It feels like all these different things triggered some unconscious early stuff. That's my feeling.
Mm.
You know, for what it's worth.
Right. Well, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah. So we can talk about that. And
more in detail.
Yeah. Unless you want to do a heart thread now.
Or no. We'll do it some other time, because we did that last time.
Okay. Oh, we did, didn't we? That's right. This isn't the heart thread show.
But we did, you know, I took a picture, and you told me about my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And you really feel like there's something there. And
oh, yeah.
And this is going to lead us into what we're going to talk about on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you I sent you that picture, and you couldn't really see. But to me, I just took this picture a couple of years ago in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I looked at it closer, I thought, there's like a guy in that picture, and it's pretty obvious. I can see his face and everything. Mm-hmm. Almost looks like there's a woman. But then as I look closer at it, there's something hanging from the side of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a being of some sort. And that's when you were telling me, you know, we talked off before, between the show, you started telling me about tree people. So you were going to go into that a little bit, because you feel that I probably have some of that, and other people do too. And what are these things?
Okay. First, I want to say that the tree people are actually a part of the elemental kingdom, okay? And they actually, there's been, the elemental kingdom has this elemental being that's very powerful, and he's connected with shrubberies and trees, and he's called the Green Man. In Celtic traditions or pagan traditions, he's recognized as a male deity. And it's interesting, 2 weeks ago I just went and did world peace dancing, and there was a guy there that was wearing the Green Man symbol, which you don't usually see, you know, so that was fun. But these beings in the trees are like the flowers have fairies, and everything in nature has a spirit connected to it. So this magical peace is really linked to the oneness, the spirit of oneness, okay? In California, there's the sequoias, and in Ireland, there was a whole religion if you want to call it, but I don't like that term, a whole spiritual movement with the Druids, where they would communicate with the trees. And they even said that the souls of people who died would embody the trees. So you can imagine that there's all these different ways to connect with people on the other side through the trees, or that there are tree people that are just there as stewards of land. And I feel that that tree where you, in your yard, the beings around that are stewards. I do. I feel like they tend to the vortex, and I feel like they tend to the land there. That's my feeling. What do you think, oh, great one?
Well, great one, thank you. I'm sorry, not quite as great a one.
Yes, you are. Oh, God, and quite humble.
So, yeah, I feel that too. You know, when I looked at that picture more closely, this if I look at it, and maybe I'm seeing more into it, there's definitely a guy standing there. I think there's no question.
Yeah.
And there's, it definitely looks like there's something off the side of the tree, and it looks playful, and it looks kind of happy, and...
That's that little being I saw in your heart thread one time.
Yeah, and so I just feel that I know it's not something that's going to create difficulty for me. It's maybe going to bring some laughter and joy, and it lives a simple existence like we all probably did at one time, probably closer to what the existence we were kind of meant to live, right?
Yes.
And so happy and joyful and playful, and like we are when we're kids, you know? And that's what I took away from this, whatever this was that's kind of sticking its head out of the tree. I mean, I looked at it real close, so maybe I'm seeing something that's not there, but that's what I feel.
No, I think you're definitely seeing something that's there, because I saw it too, and I didn't see any pictures of anything, and last I heard, you're not doing any drugs or anything.
Not that we know of. Not that we know of. Somebody could have slipped me a Mickey. You know, don't slip me a Mickey. Remember the old movies? I slipped him a Mickey. What is a Mickey?
Come back, TJ. Come back. Where'd you go?
So I was channeling. Movies from the 50s and 60s.
There, okay.
So, detective movies.
Okay.
I slipped mobster movies. I slipped him a Mickey.
Okay, I've heard of that. You know.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We definitely feel that there's something there. Now, let me ask you this, because I built a pyramid out there a few years back. And I tried to make it as true as what I've heard. And I know that pyramids are really cool things. It was just a small 5-foot one. Would that have anything of doing to connecting with creating this vortex? Would that have anything to do with it?
I feel like it would expand it, but I also feel that pyramids work as a protection too.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So if you put crystals in the pyramid.
Pyramid's down, by the way. I took it down.
Why?
Because I didn't think, you know, when I built it, you know, this is probably 5-6 years ago, more than that maybe. I thought, well, I don't even know if this works. I just read about it, and I thought, well, I'm going to try making one, and I'll use the dimensions. It's got to be all natural, you know. You can't even drive nails into it. It was kind of a pain in the butt because I had to use little wood dowels to hold it together, and I cut up 2x4s, and I used the exact dimension that I read actually from Ramtha, because he talked about how the pyramids were used for energy and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so I built it. And, of course, I'm not the best carpenter. I'm not real good. So, the edges didn't match up perfectly, you know.
Okay.
But it was...
I got the image.
Yeah, and then I put, like, some copper wire, because he said the top part should be filled with copper.
Yes.
So, and it should face true north. So I tried to figure out what exactly was true north, and I laid the wood down and did all that. And over the years, it wasn't protected. I never filled it in more, so that, you know, some of it rotted a little bit. But I had it for maybe 3-4 years, and then I decided to take it down. You're saying I should have left it?
Well, maybe what you want to try to do is build a copper pyramid with wire. It might be easier.
Huh.
And it may be better in the weather, you know?
Right.
What I'm thinking.
Right.
I used to have some pyramids, and that's what they were. And you could take crystals and charge them from inside.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you're saying this could affect that vortex and amplify it as well?
Yeah, I think definitely. It's definitely going to affect the energy.
No kidding.
But I had a black cat who, when she got scared, she would climb inside of my pyramids.
Really?
One day I'll have to tell you about her. She was something. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but anyway... I know we have a focus going on, but yeah, the pyramids would work to expand the energy there and as a protection.
Hmm.
Yeah. But you're very protected all the time. Archangel Michael just literally lives all around you.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know mm-hmm. that. You told me that, and I've always asked him that. I'm always saying, Michael,
yeah.
I'm always asking him to be around me, protect me, and... You know, even like driving to work. I drive 15 miles roughly to work every day.
Yeah.
And the deer are everywhere. So
wow.
I'll say, Michael, can you just keep those deer from jumping in front of me? Because that's happened to me a few times. You know, I've already hit them 5 times on my way to work, usually when I was upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they were doing it to tell me something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Peaceful, loving. I'm a gentle being. You need to be gentle. And so, but also I find that, you know, I don't want to even worry about it. So Michael seems to take care of that for me.
Oh, he does. He takes care of, like, everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
So even if you feel like, you know, the other day I was in the house and I heard somebody close the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do anything about it because I know I've got the archangels and the angels in my house. But
sure.
I asked my wife, I said, did you get, because I was up, you know, I'm up early getting ready, you know, for work. And usually I sit in the living room and I'll go on my phone. That's how I use the internet, you know, and read stuff or whatever. Before I jump in the shower, and I might, you know, sit around for an hour. And I heard a door close.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, maybe my wife got up, went to the bathroom, and then went back to bed. So I asked her later, and she said, nope, that wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, and then I heard another noise this morning, and I'm thinking, okay, somebody's not that anything that I worry about, because
no.
It's probably the playful spirits.
Absolutely.
That are there?
They're just getting your attention.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Well, what are they trying to tell me?
They want you to know they're there, for one.
Right.
And you, because you're open, you're going to see and hear all kinds of stuff because you're consciously aware of other dimensions. It's more natural for you to see things or hear things than to not.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of your world.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have a phrase I use with people. When they start doing that, I say, oh, welcome to my world.
Right. Your world is way beyond anybody I've ever talked to. Frankly.
But that's your world, too.
Right.
You know?
But you really,
there too.
You've really opened up to it, and you see and hear a lot of different things.
I came in awake.
Right.
That's what they call
right.
it. And somebody had to do it. It doesn't give me the only special teacher.
No, you know what? You're special, and the only one that is special, and the rest of them, that's what I think.
Well, we all have a special T-shirt. I checked.
You're the only card-carrying member of the Special People's Club and elite beings, the elite beings.
You know, it gets busy in your mind, TJ. You have a whole world going on in there.
Just try to
crack me up.
Just try to get them laughing a little bit.
That's it. That's it. So why don't we get back to the tree people?
Yes, tell me about the tree people.
Okay.
And does it have to be specific trees?
You mean?
Like this happens on an apple tree, but some people said the older the tree is, you know, that seems to draw them like an old oak tree or like an ancient tree, like the redwoods or something.
Every tree, everything in nature does have a spirit. You know that song from Pocahontas, every rock, every tree has a spirit, has a name. It's
mm-hmm.
true. It's true.
Okay.
You know, the thing is that we can access ancient wisdoms from the older trees, and the newer trees are like playful. They're like children, you know. That's primarily what I see, like that little being that's hanging out in the tree around where you live.
Mm-hmm.
But you have some ancient spirits there, too.
Right.
Yes, yes. So I want to say I'm going to take a deep breath or two, and let's see if we have anybody pop in or if I hear messages from anyone. I was saying that I would be either channeling them or they would let me know that they have messages. So I try to go with the flow with them. So let's see what happens, okay?
Sure.
Okay, it feels like we're in your backyard, and I want to say that it's very, very busy, very busy. And it's not just one tree spirit, it's quite a few. And it feels like one is holding a point as a steward for the land. It feels like there are the playful elementals that do hang out in the trees, the ones you see. And then I see this ancient wise woman there, and I hear them say they tend to their gardens, their tree gardens. And I'm looking, and they point. These ancient beings actually are saying that they house and they remember knowledge from the ethers, from the ancient wisdoms, from the stars and the planets. There's an inner connection between the trees and the planets, and I've heard this before, where there's interdimensional communications between these spirits and the spirits of the planets. They've known each other. Now, the ancient trees are also witnesses. They are witnesses for the evolution of the planet and humanity. And they will come forth if you sit in meditation with your back to a tree and you get still and you hold a crystal in your left hand and you ask for any messages that a tree has to give, it will offer you wisdom. Trees have a heartbeat. They have a definite heartbeat. Mm. And you can feel this by placing your hands about 3 inches from them around their trunk. And I discovered this when I did this by accident one day. And it was the day I fell in love with all trees. When I felt this heartbeat, I knew they were just fully alive and present. Mm. And there's an atrocity that occurs when trees are cut down and they're not honored. It's the life force of the planet that's being removed. So I know I sound like a tree hugger, but beyond that, I just want to acknowledge their spirit and honor them for what they do. They're able to help create oxygen and do all kinds of things, but that's because they are part of the creation energy, and they do communicate with us. Now, I do feel some things coming through from this one. I can see this tree and the spirit, and the spirit inside of this tree is an ancient old being, and I'm starting to hear him. Let me just listen to what he says. He's talking about the railroad tracks, and he says he's witnessed many a tragedy, and he's seen the young ones, the young children, come around to play there. And he says that he is tending to the land, and he is very committed and very serious about what his mission is. And that he will continue to witness as he has agreed to do.
Is he, you said he's like an ancient being,
mm-hmm.
right?
Inside the tree.
Inside the tree, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was thinking, well, maybe that's the one that was in my attic before, but maybe I'm guessing that probably is not the one.
No, he says no. He's stationary. He stays where he is.
Okay.
He says he watches you. He says sometimes when you're outside at night, you feel you're being watched.
Sometimes, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, and he says he watches you, okay?
He's not looking in the windows, is he?
He says no.
Just kidding.
No.
He can look in all he wants.
He's a very serious being, TJ.
I know, I'm sure, and I'm not disrespectful.
He doesn't want to crack jokes with you.
I understand.
He wants you to know his presence. And
well,
his
I really do. I appreciate him being there, and I honor him, and I do respect him. I know I'm a little goofy sometimes, but that's the joy in me that comes out.
I know that. And that little imp is laughing while you're talking.
Okay.
So don't worry, your back's covered either way.
Okay.
This is just, if you think of like an old grandpa who's just kind of there.
Well, how does he feel towards me?
He enjoys you.
Good.
He enjoys your light.
Good.
He knows of your heart and your commitment. And he sees you in some respects like that little imp that hangs out with him.
mm-hmm.
He does smile. I do see him smile.
That's good.
He says he's holding. He's holding it all.
Does he have a name that I could call him when I'm out there? I'm guessing he doesn't, but maybe there's something.
No.
Is there a name I could use just to talk to him?
The name feels like it's Ruggert.
Ruggert. Ruggert. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Interesting name.
Okay.
R-U-G-E-R-T. Ruggert.
Good. Well, this way, you know, when I'm out, I talk to everybody, everything and
everything. Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that you want to call him by name is really, I can feel him. You'll probably feel his energy more, and it'll feel more like he's hugging you. Hmm. That's what I feel he wants to do, is reach out and hug, you know?
Okay.
He is talking, but he does want to talk about the shifts the Earth is going through.
Good.
And he's talking about how Gaia has her hands full, and that... He says there's a shaking away of things that are falling away on the earth. And he says his job and his position is to stay strong and very stationary. But he hears her whisperings and her weeping. And there are times she cries. There are times she cries. And I'm asking him what she's crying from, and he's talking about how there are times she weeps from the fear or the lack of respect that people have for life and for each other.
Mm.
And then he says, but her heart is so big, she opens her heart and transmutes those tears to love. And he's saying, at the same time, she delights in new birth. And I see this image of, he's showing me this image of children playing on the earth, like playing jump rope and doing things like that. And he's saying how this raises the frequency for the children and the earth, that when children go out and play on the earth, it raises the frequency of the planet.
Mm.
And Gaia herself, and she delights in this.
Mm-hmm. Stuff I used to do as a kid.
Yes, yes. And he's saying all people, when all people are in nature and honor her, it feeds her. It feeds her. He says, when you walk through the paths of Gaia and you send light through your feet, that nurtures her.
Hmm.
So apparently he's putting that request out for you and
barefoot,
anyone. Huh?
I like to go barefoot.
Yes, barefoot's even better.
I like that feeling that I have. I just feel the energy. It seems like.
Yeah, that's that lifetime as a native. You never wore shoes even when it was cold.
You know what I found? You don't have to.
Well, I hear you.
I'm just saying there are people today that I've watched these programs that have conditioned themselves that don't have to do that. And, you know, because I always wondered, how did they survive before we had, you know, warm places to be, you know? And maybe they had teepees or whatever, but still, it gets pretty cold. And I just think the body must have adapted, and they believed it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, see, you answer your own questions. You're so good like that. But that, and you read my mind, too, because I was like, they adapted, you know?
Right.
Right now, the way things are, Our chemical makeup and our immune systems there's been so much focus on protecting them that people have not always been able to have a healthy immune system that they could deal with weather shifts and food stuff and everything. So we need to focus on that a little too, the immune system. I think just keeping it strong. But people sometimes do that by thinking they're getting rid of germs in their house when a healthy dose of dirt is really good for you.
Right, I always feel that way myself, yeah.
You're a mountain man.
No, I just, you know what? My wife will clean the house and she'll use all these sprays and stuff, and I just think, I don't, you know, it's good to wash things down and stuff like that, but as far as I'm concerned, a little dust, a little dirt, you know, and she's not super picky about things, but
no.
And she goes, well, I just feel so dirty in here. And I'll say, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Are you like that too at your house? Do you let things go a little bit, not worry about it?
It depends on my mood. I'm a Virgo. My birth sign is Virgo, which is very orderly, very clean. But my moon sign is Cancer. And for a woman, that's the strongest influence in the chart. And Cancers tend to be, they laid back, they'll let go of things, you know, their house looks lived in. So depending on which mood I'm in, no matter what, I have something I call the scary closet, where no matter how clean the rest of my house is, I have this one closet that looks like, oh, God, don't go in there, you know?
Right, right.
But beyond all that, I feel, though, when it comes to the earth is a blessing, and her dirt is her body. So putting your feet flat on the ground, and letting yourself feel nature and not being afraid of things.
Not being afraid of some bugs or some dirt or some germs or whatever.
You don't let them in. Personally, I wouldn't let them infest my house. You can ask them to leave, too, you know.
Right.
Have you ever done that?
I talk to them when I see them. I said, you better go hide because my wife sees you. She's going to squash you.
That's good. That's good.
And there was a spider in the basement the other day. I said, go hide because she's going to get you. And I went back downstairs a little later. He was gone. So maybe he found a place.
Well, see, no wonder you have all this protection. You just tend to all of nature.
Well, not all the time. There's times I see a lady. We get these ladybugs because it's like these Asian ladybugs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been released in this country, and they're everywhere. And we still have them. And, you know, it's an old house we have. So they get in somehow, and they'll be in a lot of windows or flying around, so... You know, sometimes I'm patient, but more often than not, I'll grab a Kleenex, squash them, and throw them in the garbage. Now, really, my higher self would say, don't do that now. Don't do that. But there's so many of them.
When did you first start trying to protect them now?
Oh, it's been really, you know, my mom did that all the time. So, you know, I kind of got that from her, and I've been probably doing that for quite a while. I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a while. Sometimes, you know, like with flies, you know. If I'm in a really peaceful mood, I'll try to catch him and release him like she used to.
Wow.
But sometimes I'll just grab a Kleenex or a fly swatter, you know.
Yeah, but how cool is that to be a child and see your parent do that?
Yeah, she was amazing with that connection.
Yeah.
So what about you? Do you, if you see a fly, do you spray it or you swat it or what do you do?
I have fly strips, but I have a spirit grandson.
So you torture them.
Listen to this. It's really weird you said this. I have a spirit grandson. His name is River. I adore this child. I'll never forget this. One day he was visiting me, and he saw this pest strip, and he said, how would you like somebody to do that to you? Wow. He was just crushed. He taught me. I have to take them down. You know, I try not to use them all the time.
Right.
But I felt really bad, you know. He was 7, and normally I try not to kill things.
Mm-hmm.
But flies, I sometimes have a limit. I also try this thing. I'll say to them, look, I'm giving you this much time. If you don't leave, then I'm going to send you to Nirvana.
Yeah, a little forewarning. You know, I don't want to create any karma here, but you know what?
Yep.
I'm willing to take the risk because you're annoying me. So get out of here.
Well, I just say, look, I'm the one paying rent here. Right. That's what I tell
them. If you're willing to pay rent, you're more than welcome.
That's it.
You're more than welcome. But we're going to find a small little room for you. Not this whole house. You don't get the whole house. I get the whole house. That would be great if you could charge them.
Well, the other thing is I let them know there's a place right down the street where they can go and they're not going to bother anyone. You know?
Yeah, and where I live, there's plenty of cows that do their business. So there's lots of places for them to go live and start a family.
Oh, my word. Wow.
Send them off to college, you know.
got an image of all these little bugs lined up with little books and little pencils and just trumpsing out the door.
Well, you think one cow pie, that's like, that's got millions of flies be happy.
Oh, God.
They don't need to be in my house. They love that. They love that. Or then they're all around my garbage. They find a way to get in there. And it's like, you know, I guess it doesn't take much. But moving on.
Yes.
Because we've got about 10 more minutes that we're going to do.
We do.
Do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Do you want to go T-Shirts for Peace? Do you want to talk?
Yeah. I did want to share a little about that. T-Shirts for Peace, that's the organization that is focused on children and world peace. We just updated our website, and if you want to check it out, you go to TeeShirtsForPeace, and we have a few team members. Susie Mole, she created her own company. It's a green company called Remix, and what she does is she takes gently used clothing and does art on the clothing, and it's for children. I wanted to tell you about her. Our web designer has her own company, and plus she does pet blessings and pet ceremonies. Her name is Donna Kopinski. And then we have Mira Anholtz, and she is a devotee of Amaji. Amaji is known as the Divine Mother of Bliss or the Hugging Saint, and they go and see her by the thousands. She's amazing. So I just wanted to tell you about some of the team members, and each one of these people, they're very committed and have given freely and offer ideas. And if you want to find out about some of the team, you can always check out the team button and look around at some of the new services. We have new jewelry. We have all kinds of things. So I'm very excited to share that. And it looks like we're going to be sending some more teas to some other countries this year. So that's up on the table, too.
What are you trying to accomplish with T-Shirts for Peace?
Well, the focus of T-Shirts for Peace is to bring in new ways that support the holistic care of children, which means mind, body, spirit, heart. And if you look in the medical profession, there's a lot of things that aren't effective for our kids. So if you check out our services, you'll see healers there, soul readers, people that can provide things beyond the box that may help the kids. And the other thing is, we are all about stopping the violence completely. Now, I know a lot of people, when we think of stopping the violence, we look at protecting the victim. But to truly heal violence, we need to deal with every person involved. So one of the things we look at doing is providing ways for people that may have been violent or dishonoring to life in some way that are ready to change, that are sincerely ready to change, we work with them and we will counsel them or do some outreach programs and maybe even sessions with them if they're ready for it. Because that's what it's going to take to heal the violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the whole world. It's not just one sect. The other thing, though, is one of our primary things is advocating for the safety of our children. So we're looking at going into schools and educating teachers and talking to people about what we can do to keep the kids safe. And, of course, you know, we have our products, which helps to create funds and that kind of thing. And then we do fundraisers and who knows what else. The vision is ultimately, I guess you could say, if I had to sum it up in one sentence, it's about co-creating heaven on earth and doing this with honoring the spirit of our children and the peaceful spirit of all souls.
And so you're talking about the whole world. You're not talking about just making a change. You're globally looking at this, and I know you even told me about you had ideas for orphanages and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not orphanages. It's about safe houses.
Safe houses, sorry.
We need safe houses, but not the conventional stuff. You see, we need to stop doing what we've been doing because it doesn't work. right? So it's this is my heart within my heart. We need to continue to create new ways that are effective. So we start safe houses that have like a whole different way of being put together that actually provide resources, like I said, for everyone, but the children are primarily kept safe. If we, one of the things that keeps happening, and I truly feel that this is in the grand design and this is part of stopping the violence and the chaos, is all these stories of kids that have been abducted or women that have been abducted are starting to surface. Because all these hidden issues are meant to come to light now. It's time for that mm-hmm. to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there needs to be safe places for these children to go and reclaim their life force, their frequency, where they can literally heal or come into wholeness with their own soul. And to do that, they need safe places to do it. You know?
And so this will be something that would be global, all over.
Yes, but we need to start with one place first.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. We're building the vision.
So if you could, if you're listening right now, if you could order like 6,000 T-shirts just to start, that would
be great. Just bring them in. Bring them in. You know, absolutely. And it's not just about T-shirts. We have people who just donate, and I'm so grateful for that. But more than anything, I have to tell you, I look at those babies and those children and their little faces, and it just inspires me, you know, to keep going in spite of whatever. It's a constant reminder that they are really our future, and they're the messengers, and they are the ones that know all this stuff that we have been looking for. We just need to listen to them. We need to listen to them and care for them, and I truly feel it'll just continue to open doors to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I keep saying that. You know, I'm working on that one.
Right. Well, as we get ready to close out this program, is there something you'd like to add to it, Joy?
Well, I would like to thank you for giving us a chance to, giving me a chance to come on and share about the vision and what we do, and agreeing to co-host and getting my back on the show today, the mm-hmm. many times you did. It's always fun. It's always fun. And I'm looking forward to doing it again, if you would like to.
Whenever you want. This is going to become a regular show. If it's
absolutely. It's Joy of Union.
It's on your schedule, so whenever you want to put it to get, want to do it, you just let me know, and we'll, if I got to come in on a weekend or whatever, we'll record it. So I just have a vision. Well, I was going to say that we have the Soul Awakens is part of our vision
mm-hmm.
as well. And this is a website that Reverend Debbie actually is working on right now. And she just did another update. But I envision this place where people can go, and maybe you want to talk to somebody like her that works with angels, or you or Flo, you know,
mm-hmm.
or there's a woman that, you know, I've had on my show that works with ETs. So, you know, and then there's, you know, my show where I do all these different investigations about different things or talk to people about it. I'm open to all things, you know. So
yes, you are.
I think we have people searching, and I just thought it'd be nice to go to a place where you can find a lot of different options.
That's lovely.
And I, you know, and these are people I feel really good working with, you know, mm-hmm. that in my own personal feeling with. So hopefully, you know, you feel like this is going to move forward in a good place. So I see you having your own show on this, like we've talked about before, connected to this link, you know. And to me, I think this is a great way to get your word out, isn't it? It's like,
oh, yeah. And the other thing is, I'm really looking forward to having this whole website and seeing, I feel like if you think of it like there's a tree that has many different limbs
mm-hmm.
and many different ways for people to connect, I think you even have a tree on the website, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's in the banner, yep.
I love that. I really do. I think it's beautiful. And what you're offering is unique. It is very unique. And no worries.
No worries.
No worries. Things are coming into place.
cool.
Now, is there anything you want to add, since I am one of the hosts here, too? So I just thought I'd check in.
No, I'm going to leave that to you to take us out to maybe with a thought or an idea that maybe you want to pass on to people. Because you're better at it. So go ahead.
No. I see, there you go with that teacher.
Sorry, the limitation.
I
would defer to you. Let me defer to you.
Okay. I would just like to thank everyone for listening, and we hope you enjoyed yourself. And I would like to leave you with this thought. Peace is an inside job. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, TJ.
Thank you very much, Joy.